Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Abraham Goldar and today Masechta Sota Daf Chaf Aleph, the third parakah in Notel. The Zichru Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three tasks we're going to focus on: number one, Rabbi Nachman Yossi Darshan the Pasek, Ki Ner Mitzvah VeTorah Or. For a mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light. He observed that a mitzvah is compared to a lamp and the Torah to light itself. This teaches Man Ner Einam Agina Elafi Sha'ah, just as a lamp only protects through its illumination, temporarily, af mitzvah in a magina el lefi sha'ah, so the mitzvah protects only temporarily. Torah is compared to light, ma or magin lo'olam, af Torah magin lo'olam, just as light protects forever, so Torah protects forever. Alternatively, the Gemara explains, aver mechab a mitzvah, an aver extinguishes the reward of a mitzvah, just as water extinguishes a lamp. Ve'in aver mechab a Torah, but an aver cannot extinguish the reward of Torah, just as light cannot be extinguished. As it says regarding Torah, Ma'im Rabbi Wayuchel Chabas Aza'ava, many waters cannot extinguish love. Point number two, the Gemara asks, which merit protects a sota? Since she's not commanded in Torah study, and mitzvahs do not afford that much protection, as was just taught, the protection is temporary, meaning only while actually performing it. Rava ultimately answers, Torah be'idna da'asiba magdu matzal, regarding Torah study. While he's involved in it, it protects him from punishment and saves him from sinning. While he's not involved in it, it protects him from punishment, but does not save from sin. Regarding mitzvah observance, both while he is and is not involved in it, it protects him from punishment, but does not save from sin. Thus, the protection provided by mitzvahs extends beyond the time of the performance, and so protect the sota, and only their saving from sin is temporary. Ravina answers, Lo'om schus Torah. Actually, the merit of Torah study does protect the sota, although she's not commanded in study. In the reward of causing their sons to learn Torah and Mishnah by sending them off to study and waiting for their husbands to return from the base of Midrash, do they not take a share with them? And point number three, Rabbi Yavo provides a source for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The one who teaches his daughter Torah is as if he taught her intimacy. Rashi explains that by studying Torah, the daughter will gain a certain cunning which might embolden her to engage in immoral activities, confident she'll not get caught. Rabbi Yavo brought a source, for it's written, Ani chokhmo shechanti arma, I, the Torah, am wisdom, I dwelled with cunning. Which teaches us that once the Torah's wisdom enters a person, cunning enters with it. The Gemara asks how the other Tan of our Mishnah, who approves of teaching one's daughter Torah, darshans this pasuk. It answers that it can be darshan the way Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina did. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim el b'mi shemamin avrum alein. The words of Torah only remain in one who allows himself to stand naked for them, abstaining from material pursuits and becoming poor, translating arma as nakedness. Rashi quotes another explanation that one must use cunning to retain his Torah, such as gradually building his knowledge and learning from all people. Relatedly, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim el b'mi shemesim Atzmo Kamisha Eno. The words of Torah only remain with one who makes himself as if he does not exist, as it says, Vahachma Ma'ain Tumatze, which he interprets as, and wisdom from nothingness will be found. So once again, the three points are number one, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Darshan the Pasuk, Ki Ner Mitzvah VeTorah Or, for a mitzvah is a lamp, and the Torah is light. He observed that a mitzvah is compared to a lamp, and the Torah to light itself. This teaches, Man Ner Eina Magina Elafi Sha'ah, just as a lamp only protects through its illumination, temporarily, af mitzvah in a magina el lefi sha'ah, so the mitzvah protects only temporarily. Torah is compared to light, ma or magin lo'olam, af Torah magin lo'olam, just as light protects forever, so Torah protects forever. Alternatively, the Gemara explains, aver mechab a mitzvah, an aver extinguishes the reward of a mitzvah, just as water extinguishes a lamp. Ve'in aver mechab a Torah, but an aver cannot extinguish the reward of Torah, just as light cannot be extinguished. As it says regarding Torah, Ma'im Rabbi Wayuchel Chabas Aza'ava, many waters cannot extinguish love. Point number two, the Gemara asks, which merit protects a sota? Since she's not commanded in Torah study, and mitzvahs do not afford that much protection, as was just taught, the protection is temporary, meaning only while actually performing it. Rava ultimately answers, Torah be'idna da'asiba magdu matzal, regarding Torah study. While he's involved in it, it protects him from punishment and saves him from sinning. Be'idna da'asiba aguni magna atzuigu matzal. While he's not involved in it, it protects him from punishment, but does not save from sin. Regarding mitzvah observance, both while he is and is not involved in it, aguni magna atzuli ulamatzla, it protects him from punishment, but does not save from sin. Thus, the protection provided by mitzvahs extends beyond the time of the performance, and so protect the sota, and only their saving from sin is temporary. Ravina answers Lo'om's chus Torah, actually the merit of Torah study does protect the sota, although she's not commanded in study. In the reward of causing their sons to learn Torah and Mishnah by sending them off to study and waiting for their husbands to return from the base of Midrash, do they not take a share with them? And pointing with you, Rabbi Yavo provides a source for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The one who teaches his daughter Torah is as if he taught her intimacy. Rashi explains that by studying Torah, the daughter will gain a certain cunning, which might embolden her to engage in immoral activities, confident she'll not get caught. Rabbi Yavo brought a source, for it's written, Ani chochmo shechanti arma, I, the Torah, am wisdom, I dwelled with cunning. Which teaches us that once the Torah's wisdom enters a person, cunning enters with it. The Gemara asks how the other Tana of our Mishnah who approves of teaching one's daughter Torah darshans this pasuk. It answers that it can be darshan the way Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina did. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim el b'mi shemamin avrum alein. The words of Torah only remain in one who allows himself to stand naked for them, abstaining from material pursuits and becoming poor, translating arma as nakedness. Rashi quotes another explanation that one must use cunning to retain his Torah, such as gradually building his knowledge and learning from all people. Relatedly, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim el b'mi shemesim Atzmo kamisha eno. The words of Torah only remain with one who makes himself as if he does not exist, as it says, v'ha'chokhma ma'ayin t'matze, which he interprets as, and wisdom from nothingness will be found. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard siman is a car, because people from Boston pronounce car as ka, and we're going to use a race car to make the siman a little more distinct, a race car. So here goes. The mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light, to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, figured out a shortcut to avoid traffic because she was cunning from all the Torah her father had taught her. Once again, in slow motion. The mother driving the red race car, that must be learned off car, ka. The mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light, which reminds us the Gemara brings different pshatim in the pasuk, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, for a mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light. So the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which schusim suspends the punishment of a sota. Torah mitzvahs, Rabina answers, lom schus Torah, actually the merit of Torah study does protect the sota, although she's not commanded in study. He says in the reward of causing their sons to learn Torah and Mishnah by sending them off to study and waiting for their husbands to return home from the base of Midrash, do they not take a share with them? So, the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, figured out a shortcut to avoid traffic because she was cunning from all the Torah her father had taught her. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yavo provides the source for Beleza's opinion that one who teaches his daughter Torah is as if he taught her intimacy. Rashi explains that by studying Torah, the daughter will gain a certain cunning which might embolden her to engage in moral activities, confident she'll not get caught. Rabbi Yavo brought a source, for it's written, Ani chokma shechanti arma, I, the Torah, am wisdom, I dwelled with cunning, which teaches, Kevin shenichnasa chokma va'adam, nichnasa imo armumis. Now once the Torah's wisdom enters a person, cunning enters with it. So once again, the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her son Secheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, figured out a shortcut to avoid traffic because she was cunning from all the Torah her father had taught her. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked like the Shekhinah was between them, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva darshaned, Ish v'isha zachu Shekhinah b'nehem. A husband and wife, if they are meritorious in their mutual fidelity, the Shekhinah is between them. The Yud and Ish and the He and Isha combine to Hashem's name. Wozaku Eisholchalten, if they're not meritorious, meaning that they are unfaithful to the marriage, a fire consumes them. With the Yud and He removed, each is left as Eish, fire. So, the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked at the Shekhinah was between them, while telling them to ignore the offer of an Eifar all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, which reminds us, Rava said, Mifnei ma amra Torah have offer lasota. Why did the Torah say, bring earth for a sota? Zachsa yos mimenu ben ka Avram Avinu. If she's meritorious, a son like Avram Avinu will come forth from her, about whom it says, Afar ve'efar, dust and ashes. Ozaksa taksu lafar, if she's not meritorious, she will return to her dust when she drinks the waters. He also darshan as a reward for Avram Avinu saying, Vanochi afar ve'efar, I'm dust and ashes. Zachubanu ve'beis mitzvahs, efar para ve'afar sota. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, ashes of the paraduma and the earth of a sota. So the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked at the Shekhinah was between them, while telling them to ignore the afar ve'afar all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, pulled out a sales contract that looked like a sefer, and proceeded to fill it in with erasable ink, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that the Sota scroll must be written on parchment because the Torah calls it a sefer. It must be written with D.O. ink because the Torah says umacha, and he shall erase, requiring ksav shiyachol imchos, a writing which can be erased. Additional requirements for writing the Sota scroll are brought. Daf Yud Ches, so the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The kala standing under the red Sota chuppah, chuppah, that must be more Daf Yud Ches. The kala standing on the red Sota Chuppah was shocked when she was presented with two scrolls erased into one cup, which reminds us, Rav inquired, Kasav Beis Megillah Sushtei Sotos, Machakan Latoch Kos Echot, if he wrote two Sota scrolls for two women and erased them into a single cup, what is the halacha? Ksiva L'shma Be'inan Va'ika is only writing for her sacred card? And there is, in this case, Odilma Be'inan Nami Machika L'shma, or perhaps erasing for her sake is also required, and in this case it is not. So the kala standing under the red Sota Chuppah was shocked when she was presented with two scrolls erased into one cup. And then the rabbi told her to respond Amen, Amen to an oath, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amahi Omer's Amen, Amen. To what is she saying? Amen, Amen, the double term. Amen al ha'Allah, Amen al ha'Shavuah. She is saying Amen to accept the curse and Amen to accept the oath. Furthermore, she is saying Amen regarding this man, about whom she was warned not to be secluded with, and Amen regarding another man, and Amen that I did not stray while on Arusa, Nesua, while waiting for a Yavam, or while married through Yibam. The ability to force an oath beyond its original cause is called the Gilgal Shavuah, literally rolling of an oath. So the kala standing under the red Sota Chuppah was shocked when she was presented with two scrolls erased into one cup. And then the rabbi told her to respond Amen, Amen to an oath, and swear that she did not have relations as Oshemer's Yavam, which would forbid her to her Yavam. Which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Oshemer's Yavam who had relations with another man is forbidden to her Yavam. He proves it from our Mishnah, which teaches that the Sota swears that she did not have relations as Oshemer's Yavam. If such relations would not prohibit her to the Yavam, she wouldn't swear about it, since the Mishnah taught that she only swears about relations which prohibit her to her husband. Still, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Leis Hilchas Haku Rav Hamnuna, the halacha does not accord with Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara deflects the proof in the Mishnah because it's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva who holds, in Kedushin Tosfin B'chai V'lavin. Kedushin are not effective with those prohibited by negative commandments. Daf Yud Tes, so the simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The Kohen on the red Sota yacht. Yacht, that must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The Kohen on the red Sota yacht, who had a challenging time doing Tanufa of the Mincha Sota, together with the Sota as it rolled over big waves, which reminds us, the Sota's Mincha is weighed by the Kohen and Sota together, based on the Gezer Sheva linking Sota and Shlami, where it states, by Shlami, that certain parts are waved by the owner, teaching that both the owner and the Kohen must wave together, both by Mincha Sota and a Shlami. So the Kohen on the red Sota yacht, who had a challenging time doing Tanufa the Mincha Sota together with the Sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the Sota waters to drink without spilling, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, Hayamashkev Akhachav Makrivis Minchasa, he would give her the Sota waters to drink and afterwards offer her Mincha. Rabbi Shimon said, Makrivis Minchasa Va'Akhachach Hayamashke, he would offer her Mincha and afterwards give her to drink. Still, he said that if he gave her to drink and then offered her Mincha, it's valid, although it's not the correct order, in his opinion. So the Kohen on the red Sota yacht, who had a challenging time doing Tanufa of the Mincha Sota together with the Sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the Sota waters to drink without spilling, which was especially difficult when she said she wasn't drinking after the scroll was erased, which reminds us, if the scroll was erased and she says, I'm not drinking, if she retracts in defiance, it is tantamount to a confession of guilt and she does not drink no matter when she retracted. When she retracts because she became afraid and does not indicate an admission, we allow a retraction if the mincha was not offered because the scroll was not yet erased or was erased incorrectly. But after it's erased properly, we force her to drink. Dav Chaf, so the simmer Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. As the Sota relaxing at the post-drinking Mesota cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. As the Sota relaxing at the post-drinking Mesota cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, which reminds us, the next mission describes the death of the guilty Sota. She does not finish drinking before her face turns pale, her eyes bulge, and she appears filled with veins from swelling. And they say, take her out, so she's not metame the azar. The Gemara will explain that the concern of Tuma is that she may become anita from fear. The Mishnah continues, if she has a schus, which is defined on the next daf, the schus dispenses the punishment for her. So as the sotra relaxing in the post-drinking Meisota cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, the young sofer with two rebbes who realized what was happening ran out with his kankatom he used for writing Sivrei Torah, which reminds us about Rabbi Meir's putting kankatom into his ink and the sequence of warning first on the Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Yishmael, and then back to Rabbi Akiva. So as the sotra relaxing in the post-drinking Meisota cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, the young sofer with two rebbes who realized what was happening ran out with his kankatom he used for writing Sifrei Torah, and with a small bottle of erasable ink he used to write the Parsha Sota, which reminds Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rabbi Meir, "L'kol matilin kankatom etoch dio." For all the Torah we may put kankatom into the ink, chutz meparsha Sota b'vat, except for the Sota section, so it may be erased. Rabbi Yaakov quoted Rabbi Meir as only disallowing it in a scroll written for a Sota in the Mikdash. The Gemara explains that they dispute if the psukim of a Sefer Torah may be used for a Sota despite their not being written for that purpose. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss when we force a Sota to drink if she refuses to drink after the scroll was erased? That's on Duff. Yates. Good number 2. Which thing when the Ravino was the schus for the Sota is from Torah for bringing her kids to Cheder and waiting for her husband to return from the Beis Midrash? That's on Duff. Chafaf. Good number 3. Which thing when what the Sota is saying Amen for? That's on Duff. Yudches. Good number 4. Which of you learned that the Sota scroll must be written with erasable ink? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin. Good number 5. Which of you learned that Rabbi Yavo brings a source for the idea that a father who teaches his daughter Torah has taught her to be cunning? That's on Duff. Chafav. Good number 6. Which of you learned that the Sota's face turns pale, her eyes bulge, and she appears filled with veins from the swelling? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good number 7. Which of you learned that the Kohen does tenufa of the Mincha Sota with the Sota? That's on Duff. Yates. Good number 8. Which stuff do you discuss if ashes can be used for Sota waters in place of earth? That's on Duff. Tezayin. Good number 9. Which of you learned the Gemara brings different pshatim in the pasuk Kiner mitzvah the Torah or for a mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light? That's on Duff. Chafav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if one wrote 2 Sota scrolls for 2 women and erased them into a single cup? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.